It was one of the worst disasters at sea in U.S. naval history. The loss of life, combined with the horrific conditions, were overshadowed, though, by the end of World War II. The amazing story on the American countryside is sponsored by my friends at Exmark, who encourage you to experience the best in mowers. Log on at exmark.com.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Just after midnight on July 30, 1945, the USS Indianapolis was hit by Japanese torpedoes. Within 12 minutes, the ship had sunk, and Paul Murphy was in the water, buoyed by a life jacket.
As the sun came up, we saw that in the group that I was in, there was probably around 250 men or so, two life rafts, and there were three cargo nets. And we determined that the ones that should be put on the rafts were those that were injured from the explosions and the fires.
But the hot sun took its toll on the injured, and soon the most critically wounded began to pass.
And it wasn't very long before those injured sailors passed away. We took their life jackets off and let them slip away. This is when we first noticed that sharks were coming around.
Yet the group was optimistic because they knew that when their ship did not show up at its destination, someone would begin to look for them.
Tuesday morning came up. The sun was hot, blistering hot. Sharks started to appear in schools. They'd come up against our groups, and we seemed to be able to splash and holler, and they seemed to leave us alone.
The group had no food or water, and the conditions were slowly taking the lives of those who had initially survived.
We were starting to tell the ordeal was getting to us. We prayed every day, put our hands in the Lord's. We were all very hungry, very thirsty. By this time, many of the men started to hallucinate.
We'll have the conclusion of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Broomfield, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.